only be a woman, 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 woman. I can be a woman, 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 woman. Let me be a woman, 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 woman. I can be a woman, 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 woman. Come here, Papa, plant your seed. She can grow it from a womb, a family. Yes. I mean, there's always a lot of talk about how good it is to be a man. How over the years, being a man has made things better and easier, and that's undoubtedly true. But women have one thing that a man will never have. Gender descriptions, you know, notwithstanding, where a woman can identify as a man, etc. Comedy was easier in the 80s, wasn't it? Women, anyway, women, you can grow another human being inside you. Hope that's not a revelation to you. And whatever a man does will never be even a thousandth as remarkable as this. And for a man who has been through this twice, I still can't get my head around it. Someone literally getting their head around it. And I remember being in NCT classes, these, don't know what that stands for. These antenatal, prenatal. What is it? Antenatal, prenatal? Before your first child is born, you go to these classes. You know what I'm talking about. Countless classes that you go to leading up to the birth that talk you through what will happen and all the different scenarios and options that you have. So you have your hospital birth, home birth, water pool birth, different drugs you can have to make it slightly less painful as you push out a human out of a hole that's at least 5 times smaller than a human head. I literally don't understand how it's possible. And we'd go along for these classes and I'm still trying to think of what the NCT stands for. No cunty tears. God, forgive me, I'm very tired. No cunty tears. Anyway, these no cunty tears classes were in a lady's living room. And we'd all sit on the floor on cushions and it would all be very beautiful and spiritual. And this went on for 10 weeks, every Tuesday at 6:45 p.m. And then we ended up doing act outs of birth, like of the breathing and the supporting you need to do as a man. So by the time we got to the due date, I was very well prepared. There was no scenario that hadn't been covered. Except the baby just wasn't coming. So we have a checkup after a few days and the nurse says, well, the head is there ready. Just go out and do stuff. The more you're active, the more chance you'll have. So we went out and watched a comedian, the brilliant Daniel Kitson, the peerless Daniel Kitson. Even Daniel Kitson couldn't induce a baby. So we went back like 5 days after the due date and we saw the doctor. And the doctor had a quick feel and they said, you've been told this is the head. This isn't the head. This is the bottom. Brilliant. For months, we'd been told this was a head. It was actually an arse. I'd been stroking the head, going, oh, I could feel the head. I was just stroking its arse. It was breech. So literally, all 10 weeks of paid for, by the way, obviously, NCT classes, no cunty tear, out of the window. We are suddenly thrust into a room where a doctor tries to turn the baby around through the belly. It was like watching something from Alien, you know? And I watched this, and because it doesn't happen very often, they called in all the medical students to come and watch this. A week later, whatever he was, here was me thinking a miracle was going to happen, as I've been told it was going to happen, and suddenly about 15, 19-year-olds were staring at a horror show. a horror show that didn't work. So an hour later, a cesarean section. Everything we'd been told about this baby, the pregnancy, the birth, 10 weeks of training did not prepare me for this. I was at her head rather than her leg's end, obviously. I don't want to watch that. don't know if you have the option, really. Can I be at the other end? Can I watch you slicing? Anyway, there's a cover over what they're doing with a C-section. And suddenly they lift this thing. This purple doll. And I remember this moment all the time looking back. The doctor said, here you go. And I think, this is the doll. I'd spent 10 weeks in these NCT classes with these kind of weird looking dolls. And this, the doctor was holding up this big purple doll. And I remember thinking, what the fuck is that? I genuinely didn't know what it was. And it turns out this purple thing was my baby. A boy. And it was screaming. Just like I was screaming after spunking hundreds of pounds on useless NCT lessons. No cunty tear. There was never a chance of a cunty tear because it was never even the head, it was the arse. Screaming, my baby boy, and I knew how you felt. And then I remembered suddenly there was also a woman there as well who just had her stomach cut open. But she was on so many drugs, of course, epidural, whatever, she didn't feel a thing. High as a kite. She was absolutely fine. Women, eh? They have it so damn easy.